Hi, my name is Andrew. This is your Daily Nerd Devo. The year is after Colony 196. A massive war has devastated both the Earth and her colonies in outer space. An entire year has passed since then, and at Christmas, a year of peace is being celebrated. However, not everything is as it seems. There's unrest and rumors of the weapons of war making a return to the Earth's sphere. And on a newly christened colony, a revolution is about to begin. Thus begins the tale of Mobile Suit Gundam Wing, Endless Waltz. The story is the movie sequel to my favorite anime of all time, Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. The name comes from a line within the movie. That history is much like an endless waltz. Humans are doomed to repeat the three beats of war, peace, and revolution over and over. The antagonists believe that they are able to break the cycle once and for all by completing Operation Meteor, a plan to drop one of the large colonies onto Earth, thus triggering a nuclear winter and forcing a complete overhaul of the Earth-centric power structure of the Earth sphere. The notion of history repeating itself is one that we've all heard, whether directly or in the negative, that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Sometimes we can feel like we get stuck in a rut as Christians, repeating the same old thing over and over again. Especially when it comes to personal struggles with things that we should be doing, but aren't, or things we shouldn't be doing, but are. And it can be very easy to feel stuck in the endless waltz of failure, guilt, and rededication. However, we aren't left alone to solve this problem by ourselves. In Isaiah 43, God says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I will give water to the wilderness, rivers to the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people who I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise." God's new thing was to send his son Jesus to die, and so through one act of righteousness there would result the justification of life to all men. Jesus' death on the cross broke the cycle of history, of man doomed to the world of decay. As we enter the new year, let us celebrate that we have a God who is about doing new things. And that those things won't ever look like what we expect, but will be infinitely more than what we need. And finally, we have freedom from the cycle of history, as we have a once-for-all absolution for sins. We are the new humanity, ready to resume our divine work of reflecting God into creation and being his ambassadors. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.